The gunman who killed six worshippers at a Sikh temple in the United States was a 40-year-old U.S. Army veteran who trained in psychological warfare before he was demoted and discharged more than a decade ago, and who was active in the white supremacist movement. 2 days after his attack on the suburban Milwaukee temple, investigators say they might never determine the motive for certain. The chairman of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs, Bishop Dennis Madden, expressed the bishop's prayerful solidarity with the Sikh community after the shooting. Sikh groups have complained of intolerance after the 9/11 attacks in 2001, but Bishop Madden told us he thinks the country as a whole is more tolerant than it was a decade ago.
Well, I was just appalled and greatly saddened when I first learned of it, especially taking place in the Sikh temple, which was just that a place of worship where people came to worship God and to find some peace in their lives. It looks, from the press accounts that are coming out more and more, it looks clear this Michael Page, who's a 40-year-old man, had a lot of personal problems himself. It's not quite clear if this was anyone else was involved in this. They don't think there's anyone else involved in it. And it's not too unlike that very, very unfortunate event that took place about 17 days ago in Aurora, Colorado, with that shooting in the theater.
The Sikh community has complained that since 9/11, they feel more targeted because they wear turbans, because they have long beards. People confuse them with Muslims. And this is, of course, not saying that attacks on Muslim communities would be more justifiable. Do you sense that this is a growing problem, a lessening problem, with Indian and Middle Eastern religious communities in the United States? Is there still any kind of resentment or tensions with those communities?
I think that what happened after 9/11, that Muslims or Sikhs or anyone that looked like they were from the Middle East or India, Pakistan, was suspect. And people were... It was like that xenophobia took over, and people were very frightened by the stranger among us. That has, I think, greatly diminished over time. I think that, for example, with this particular shooting that just took place in the temple, there was an outpouring of, public officials, even the president of the United States and the governor, the mayor, everybody condemning this thing. And there was an outpouring from the local community condemning this particular behavior and this tragedy that took place. So I don't think it's that there's an increase in ill feelings or suspicion with people from the Middle East or the Sikh community in particular.
This was an attack on the Sikh temple. Sikhism is a minority faith in its homeland in India, and even more so in the United States. How are relations with between Catholics and Sikhs and the Sikh place in the United States? What is the situation there?
I think probably among Catholics in general, I would say that they're not that well known. I mean, we have ongoing dialogues with the Muslim community, the Jewish community, and then the various Christian churches, but probably there's not that much really firsthand knowledge of the Sikh community among Catholics. Our relationship with them at the USCCB probably goes back to pretty recent, about 2006, when we engaged in a exchange of mutual understanding with the Sikh community and the Interfaith Community Committee, the World Sikh Council, and we've continued that relationship up to the present time.